My brother-in-law Peterson is the funniest fella you ever saw in all your life. One night last week, he went out to dinner with a friend of his by the name of Carlson, and both of them ordered steak. So the waiter served the two steaks on one big platter, and my brother-in-law Peterson was kind of hungry, I guess, because he made a grab for one of the pieces of steak, and it happened to be the biggest steak that he got a hold of. So Carlson didn't like that very much, so he says to Peterson, "Say, Peterson, you is not very polite in your table manners. Now, if I had taken one of those pieces of steak first, I would have taken one of the smaller pieces instead of the biggest." "Well," says Peterson, "you got the small piece of steak. What are you kicking about?" Another day, Peterson went into the same place and asked for a plate of soup. When the waiter brought the soup, he said, "It looks like rain, don't it?" So Peterson says, "And by yumpin' yemini, if it don't taste like rain too." One day, Peterson was in Swanson's saloon, and in some way he got into trouble with a fella by the name of Murphy. It started over the free lunch some way, and I heard Murphy say to Peterson, "Hey, look ahead, Peterson, I want you to distinctly understand, sir, that I'll stand for no interference with you when I go over there to get the bite to eat off of the free lunch counter. I'll knock your block off, that's what I'll do to you. Yes, I can lick you or any other sweetened. Come outside and I'll show you whether I can or not. Come outside and I'll show you in a minute." So Peterson says to Murphy, "Is that so, Mr. Murphy? Well, I tell you something that is just as good as two. I've been in this country just as long time as you have. I'm afraid for you anyway. You want to fight me? Come on, if you want to fight me. Come on, I'm not afraid for you." Just then, Mr. Swanson come in, the fella that runs the saloon, you know, and he says to Mr. Murphy,
"Mr. Murphy, I want you to distinctly understand, sir, that I'm trying to run a decent place of business here, and I'll stand for no interference whatsoever from you. And now you can put that in your pipe and smoke it, and behave yourself, and remember till another time. And you, Peterson, get a broke and then come for their visit. Go you try it too. Or else I'll call a policeman, and by gum, I'll see that he takes good care of you."
So Peterson, he sneaked out, and by yump and yevany, I think it was a good lesson for him. So he don't queen there anymore, and I guess that would be the best thing for Peterson. By yump and yevany.